Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babakin. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Hello, Shan. Thank you very much.
That's great. Now, we've got a bit of a complex weather pattern emerging right now.
Yes, there's a very extreme weather moving and producing a lot of different events, different storms and things like that. So I'm going to virtually focus on that. I include that event or that weather pattern into our weather forecasting, and I would like to virtually expand the forecast. Apart from Gloucester, I'd like to expand to Northwest Slopes and Plains, which is Narrabri area. I'm going to expand to the central west, because our Prince Harry is going to visit Dubbo. I'm going to give 10 days forecast for Dubbo too.
Sounds great. And what's happening with the weather right now?
With the weather. Now, this is what's happening. El Nino alert. Now, the first time we have seen the word El Nino alert, because positive Indian Ocean dipole is underway. I've been talking about it every few weeks. The Bureau of Energy Outlook has been raised to El Nino alert. This means there's approximately 70% chance of El Nino occurring in 2018, around the triple the normal likelihood. Similarly, an Indian Ocean, positive Indian Ocean dipole is developing. It's virtually active now. When I combine these two events in spring, increases the possibility of the dry and warm end of the year. So it seems conditions not going better, it's going to go dry. Now, this time officially. It also raises the risk of heat waves, bushfires, weather in the south, but reduces the risk of tropical storm. Tropical storms' chances are very reduced because of Indian Ocean dipole activity in the north. The tropical Pacific Ocean has warmed in the recent weeks due to the weakening of the trade winds. With the Southern Oscillation Index has fallen completely, SOI, to typical El Nino level. Model suggests further warming of the Pacific Ocean is likely. 4 out of 8 models predicting El Nino threshold will likely to exceed the for coming month. So putting all this these events together, I'd like to say, okay, what's going to happen to our weather pattern with our region? And then I'm just going there. In Indian Ocean, there's a sign of positive Indian Ocean dipole happening. All the events are taking place at Indian Ocean dipole. So what I'm doing, I'm just trying to put a weather forecast for Gloucester first, and Narrabri and Northwest Slopes and Plains, and Central West for Dubbo. Looking at weather situation, coming down from all this to weather situation. Weather situation, there's a strong high pressure system over the Tasman Sea, where it remained nearly stationary for much of this week, bringing showers to the coastal area, which is happening now. A coastal trough along the northern Queensland and northern New South Wales has been enhancing and deepening, causing a lot of activities. We heard the news that there was a lot of severe storms in Queensland, South Queensland. This will move further offshore today as a second trough approaches from far west across the state, slowly moving towards the eastern part of the state on today and on Friday. So there's another event taking place. The second trough is forecast to bring more showers, more thunderstorms across the district. So I'm using this model, second trough. I think that's going to be very active. So that's going to be included into the forecast events. Looking at weather forecast for Gloucester. Gloucester looking at for week one, Tuesday the 16th of October. It's going to be just partly sunny and some cloud conditions, but nothing significant at this stage. And then the relative humidity 61%, soil moisture 28%, soil temperature 20 degrees. On Wednesday, I'm expecting thunderstorms activity with chance of showers with this event. And then maximum temperature 25, humidity 61%, soil moisture 28%, soil temperature 18%. 18 degrees. Looking at Thursday, I'm including it again. Showers increasing, but adding strong thunderstorms possibility with the trough. With maximum temperature 27, humidity 48%. On Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 29. On Saturday, again, showers activity increasing. There's a risk of instability of atmosphere. Maximum temperature rising to 31 degrees. And then that maximum to 31 degrees, there's a chance of thunderstorms within the region. So I could add thunderstorms activity within the region. And then humidity 40%. Amount of rain, about 4 millimeters. And then looking at the Sunday, few clouds, maximum 27. Monday, light showers, maximum temperature 28. Looking at the rain factor for Gloucester for week one, I'm saying most likely Thursday is going to be about 7 to 8 millimeters of rain. On Saturday, more or less 4 millimeters of rain. And then on Monday, light showers, I'm saying 3 millimeters of rain. These are the rain events which I'm expecting. On second week, Tuesday, starting the 23rd of October, and we're going I'm adding light showers turning to rain at events, and maximum temperature 28 degrees. Humidity 47%. I'm expecting 10 to 15 millimeters rain developing an hour in the Gloucester region on 23rd of October. And soil moisture 28%. Soil temperature 19 degrees. Wednesday, few cloud, maximum temperature 24. Thursday, few cloud, maximum temperature 25. Friday, light showers, maximum temperature 25. And then Saturday, few cloud, maximum temperature 25. Sunday, few cloud, maximum temperature 26. Monday, partly cloudy, maximum temperature 24. You can see it start drying up completely. As from Wednesday, the 24th of October, conditions start drying up completely. Conditions is going to change at this stage. So this is weather forecast for Gloucester. And I'm adding weather forecast for Northwest Slopes and Plains because farmers need this badly in that area. And looking at Tuesday, I'm saying light showers developing, maximum temperature 29. And then 2 to 3 millimeters possibility. Again, there is a risk of thunderstorms on Tuesday within the Narrabri area. On Wednesday, I'm calling strong thunderstorms, maximum 28, most likely 13 millimeters of rain. On Thursday, light rain showers, maximum temperature 27, 2 millimeters. On Friday, strong thunderstorms, maximum temperature 3 millimeters. Rain 3 millimeters, maximum temperature 31 degrees, sorry. And then on Saturday, few clouds. And then looking at humidity, 29%. On Sunday, few clouds, humidity 28%. On Monday, light showers, humidity 38%, about 4 millimeters of rain. Soil moisture is about between 21%. Soil temperature 23 degrees for week one at Narrabri area. Tuesday, second week, 23rd of October, still I'm saying rain increasing in that area. Temperature is 29 degrees. 40% humidity, I'm expecting 7 millimeters of rain. On Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 24. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum 27. On Friday, partly cloudy, maximum temperature 28. On Saturday, partly cloudy, maximum temperature 28. On Sunday, sunny, maximum temperature 29. On Monday, maximum temperature 29, few clouds. So you can see everything start easing off from 24th of October. Prior to that, there's very complex weather patterns coming across, developing showers, thunderstorms activity, and from 24th, conditions are drying up. Looking at for Dubbo, 10 central west slopes and plains, and then let's say partly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms activity. Maximum temperature 25, humidity 36%, and then 1.5 millimeters chance of rain with that situation. On Wednesday, showers, risk of thunderstorms activity again, maximum 25. On Thursday, showers, maximum temperature 26. On Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 29. On Saturday, few clouds, light showers, maximum temperature 29. On Sunday, 21st of October, it'll be partly cloudy, maximum temperature 28. On Monday, there's going to be rain. With that rain situation, I'm adding it here too, at Davao, maximum temperature 29. I'm expecting 6 millimeters of rain. The soil moisture is about 20%, dropping to about 15% at the end of the week. It's conditions drying up. Now, week two, on Tuesday, I'm still adding that rain event at Davao, passive rain event. Maximum temperature 28, about 14 millimeters of rain. Maximum surface moisture, soil moisture 21%, and soil temperature 18 degrees. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 24. Thursday, partly sunny, maximum temperature 24. And then Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 25. Saturday, few clouds, maximum temperature 24. Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature 24. Monday, fine, maximum temperature 24. So you can see again, everything after 24th of October is drying up. Conditions are drying up completely. From rainy part of first week to drying part of second week. Second week, only day is going to be some more rain. It's going to be on 23rd of October. Otherwise, the rest is going to be drying up. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We really do appreciate it. And of course, for more information, go to the website, go to bucketsradio.com.au.